Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Woman arrested after theft reports at Campbell County Rec Center. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gillette police arrested a 23-year-old woman on Wednesday afternoon in connection with multiple theft reports at the Campbell County Recreation Center. Police Captain Eric Voss said officers were called to the rec center after five separate women reported items stolen from the women's locker room. The victims, ranging in age from 30 to 74, told officers they left their handbags unattended while using the facility. When they returned, they discovered their bags had been rummaged through and that wallets, cell phones, car keys, and other personal items were missing. Police identified the suspect as Audrey Schultz, who initially gave officers a false name and claimed she was also a victim. However, rec center staff told officers they saw Schultz enter a specific restroom where several of the stolen items were later found. Police say Schultz admitted to the thefts, which totaled about $3,100. She was arrested and charged with felony theft. Defamation lawsuit expands in Rasner-Bruchard dispute. A defamation lawsuit involving two former Wyoming lawmakers is widening after one of the defendants moved to pull a news outlet into the case. According to Cowboy State Daily, Reed Rasner, a former state lawmaker and unsuccessful U.S. Senate candidate, sued former Senator Anthony Bouchard in July, accusing him of defamation. Rasner claims Bouchard posted Facebook comments alleging Rasner had a student sexual abuse record at Casper College, an allegation the college has denied. In an amended complaint, Rasner also pointed to Bouchard sharing a WildFile article that questioned Rasner's claims of vast personal wealth, including a reported multi-billion-dollar bid to buy TikTok. Earlier this month, Bouchard responded by filing a third-party complaint asking WildFile to share liability in the case. His attorney argues that reposting a news article should not amount to defamation and raises First Amendment concerns. WildFile's executive editor rejected the claim, saying the outlet stands by its reporting and calling the attempt to shift liability absurd. Rasner's legal team says Bouchard alone is responsible for the statements at issue. Regarding Bouchard's alleged comments about Rasner's sex abuse record at Casper College, the school, in an October 31st filing, denied ever receiving a report of sexual misconduct regarding Rasner and said Casper College has a zero-tolerance policy for such acts. Bouchard's friend, Austin Jennings, conversely, told the court in August that he had heard of Rasner committing sexual misconduct during or prior to 2010 and repeated the account to Bouchard. Judge Benjamin Kirvin ruled November 26th that Rasner's claims against Bouchard are viable enough to progress to the discovery phase of the case. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.